The Youth's Instructor, June 23, 1892. Words for the Young. The coming of Christ to our world was a great event, not only to this world, but to all the worlds in the universe of God. He came to take upon Him our nature, to be tempted in all points like as we are, and yet to leave before us an example of perfect purity and unblemished character. In that He was tempted in all points like as we are, He knows how to sympathize with us. He knows how to pity and how to aid the children and youth. For He too was a child, and He understands every trial and temptation with which children are beset. Children were attracted to Jesus, for His eyes shone with an expression of that love which led Him to leave the heavenly courts and come to earth to die in the sinner's place. In His countenance was revealed tender love and sympathy for all children. He pitied and loved not only those who sought to be obedient and loving, but those also who were wayward and perverse. Jesus has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and He still loves and pities the erring, seeking to draw them to Himself, that He may give them divine aid. He knows that a demon power is struggling in every soul, striving for the mastery. But Jesus came to break the power of Satan and to set the captives free. In Christ, the character of the Father was revealed. As children looked upon His countenance, they saw purity and goodness shining forth from His eyes. In His countenance, gentleness, meekness, love, and conscious power were combined. But though every word, every gesture, every expression of His face betokened His divine supremacy, humility marked His deportment and bearing. He came but for one purpose, and that was the salvation of the lost. Jesus was our example in all things that pertain to life and godliness. He was baptized in Jordan, just as those who come to Him must be baptized. The heavenly angels were looking with intense interest upon the scene of the Savior's baptism. And could the eyes of those who were looking on have been opened, they would have seen the heavenly host surrounding the Son of God as He bowed on the banks of the Jordan. The Lord had promised to give John a sign whereby he might know who was the Messiah. And now, as Jesus went up out of the water, the promised sign was given. For He saw the heavens opened and the Spirit of God, like a dove of burnished gold, hovered over the head of Christ. And a voice came from heaven, saying, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." We have every reason to believe that the Lord Jehovah and the angels of heaven were looking upon Christ as He began His work of mercy for the lost world. At the beginning of His public labors, the heavenly endorsement was stamped upon His work and mission. But when He was baptized, the heavenly host knew that Jesus had placed His feet in the blood-stained path that led to Calvary. When His mission began, the heavens were opened, and the glory of God encircled the Son of God. But when it ended, He hung upon Calvary's cross, and even the sun which He had created refused to shine upon the scene of His agony. Darkness, denser than that of midnight, enshrouded the Son of God. But what a scene was this on Jordan's banks! As man's substitute, Jesus presented His petition to heaven and was accepted. What hope does it give to man that the Father said to Christ, who represented humanity, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased"? In the Father's acceptance of Christ in man's behalf, guilty man is assured that through the merits of Christ, he may find access to God. he may be accepted in the Beloved. Jesus, the world's Redeemer, has opened the way so that the most sinful, the most needy, the most oppressed and despised may find access to the Father, may have a home in the mansions which Jesus has gone to prepare for those who love Him.